This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yesterday on this show, Danny, it came to our attention that we needed to name the Commander's offense. We don't have a name for this clinical, nearly flawless unit that has been the best in football over the last couple of weeks. So I want to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. I want people to take to Twitter or Instagram at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny, and I want you to send your suggestions for the nickname we're going to come up with today and use henceforth for this juggernaut of an offense that Cliff Kingsbury put together, run by Jaden Daniels. Because you know this, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We love our nicknames of units in the NFL.
We like to do that.
Purple People Eaters, Steel Curtain.
No Name Defense.
Greatest Show on Turf. The Hogs.
Or The Greatest Show on Earth is another way you could put that.
Oh, that's
that
alliteration.
A good one? Yeah.
Very good alliteration.
Alliteration, yeah.
The Fun Bunch,
mm-hmm.
Right? We need a nickname for this offense. So I will allow you to give us our first suggestion.
I brainstormed for a while, and I think there are no bad ideas when you brainstorm, but I found a way to come up with several.
Okay.
Nothing really hits me and grabs me. I don't feel like I've got it yet, but I want to get the ball rolling. Okay, I wanted something that reflects what it is that's happening. Kind of playing on a little bit of a play of words, too, right? That's typically how nicknames happen. Smash and dash. And it's sort of like a smash and grab robbery, although we're not robbing anybody, but we're smashing you. Brian Robinson's going to thump. And then it's stuff on the outside, a little catch and run.
Isn't smash and dash an actual term for when you like break someone's car window, grab something out of it, and then run away?
That's a smash and grab, where there are a few of those reports written in the District of Columbia over the last few years.
Totally.
But again, I agree with all of you guys out there, and I disagree with all the people that are wrong. I'm on your side. I just want everyone to know I stand for the right thing and I'm against the thing that's bad.
Politically speaking, we're voting for the same people you
are. Yeah, like I think exactly what you think. So that's what I thought of. I don't know that I love that, but I think I like it. I think it's kind of a way to get the ball rolling. Smash and dash.
I think smash and dash is actually really good. I think it's too similar to smash and grab. Like when I hear, if someone just said smash and dash as I was walking through the hallway here, I would go, oh no.
What happened?
What'd they take?
Right.
You know, what'd you lose?
Mm-hmm.
So that one's tough. What else you got?
I have no punts. It's the no punt offense.
Ooh, the NPO.
Yeah. Because like, you got the acronym. So I was going to go the no punt offense, the NPO, because everyone runs the RPO.
Yeah.
Everyone's RPOing all the time. So I've got the NPO, the no punt offense.
The no punt offense is pretty good. Now, I can't take credit for this one that I'll pitch. This is a former producer at 106.7 The Fan.
Mm-hmm.
This will date him a little bit. He was involved in the Mike Wise show, but I keep in touch with our buddy Matty Emanuel.
Matty Ice.
And he texted me yesterday when I said we needed a nickname for the offense. And I actually thought, this one's really good. The Thrill on the Hill.
Thrill on the Hill.
We're looking at Capitol Hill in D.C., right? Just another way of talking about D.C. The Thrill on the Hill. Pretty damn good. What do you think?
I like that one, too. Now, I like that one, too.
It's not alliteration, to be clear. That is rhyming, which is different than alliteration. But I think the Thrill on the Hill has some potential. So we've got Smash and Dash, Thrill on the Hill. I really like this one, but I'm afraid people will think it's negative or like picking fun, and it's not my intention. It's working. It's awesome. It's how the league works. But how about this one? You know the air raid, right?
Yeah.
How about the horizontal scramble raid?
It's a mouthful, but I see what you're doing. We're trying to quantify this thing.
The horizontal scramble raid. They throw the ball sideways.
What about the horizontal scramble?
I just kind of like sexual. The idea of air raid. Horizontal scramble is definitely something your buddy tried in Cleveland once.
Yeah.
You know, like, he got in a little trouble with his girlfriend for doing that.
Yeah, he was in a horizontal scramble situation. Had to get a shot of penicillin.
The horizontal scramble raid. Too much or just right?
That one's a mouthful.
Okay.
Because I see exactly what you're trying to do, and it takes everything that we're doing and puts it into a nickname.
What are some nicknames of great offenses? The greatest show on turf was one. Is it more of a defensive thing, generally?
Yeah, it's usually defense. But, like, I think of Rex, I'll try one on you. When you think of the Rex Ryan teams where he's eating snacks, Mark Sanchez, et cetera, they played ground and pound.
Right.
Right? That's sort of borrowing from wrestling, borrowing from, UFC, et cetera. And you knew exactly what that offense was. They're there to thump you. This group is there to thump and do something else, too.
Horizontal scramble, right?
Horizontal scramble.
Thump and dash.
I thought about thump and grind also.
Ooh.
But again,
thump and grind is pretty good.
Yeah.
Why are all of yours a lot like things that have nothing to do with football?
That's where my mind goes. So again, this was a brainstorming session. We're
you
just all
play
of a sudden
like some random Usher, My Confessions, or something, while the thump and grind works their way down the field. So here's what we got. I'm just thinking all the time. Steel Curtain.
Defense.
Fearsome Foursome.
Defense.
Greatest Show on Turf.
Offense.
Purple People Eaters.
Defense.
Doomsday.
Defense.
The 70s Cowboys.
Yeah, Legion of Boom.
Monsters of the Midway. No Name Defense.
Mm-hmm. We have the Posse, the Triplets.
Orange Crush. The Hogs.
Yep.
The Posse.
Mm-hmm.
The Fun Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
New York Sack Exchange. It is mostly defense.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't stop us.
Nope.
What's your favorite so far?
I think NPO.
It's better than Thrill on the Hill?
Because nobody plays on the Hill. They don't do anything on the Hill. They're in Ashburn and then Northwest.
But we're just calling them, it's just D.C.
I know what it is. Yeah.
The DMV,
if
man.
If they did anything in D.C., I could see it. I like Thrill on the Hill, too.
The no punt offense.
The NPO.
The NPO took the field. Tressway punted twice. All right, let's go to Mike, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike?
What's up, fellas? So I'm driving, just picked up my little one from school, so I thought about a nickname for the offense. We're going to call him the Capital Punishment, because the way we be punishing defenses, we just taking over. You know, so Capital Punishment, new nickname for the Commanders' defense.
I like it. Well, the problem is it is a defensive name, and the nickname for the defense already is Where Are You?
But that was the old Redskins' defense nickname when they won the Super Bowl in 91.
Exactly, but it's a... Punishment is defense, not offense, in my opinion. Like, if we were doing a topic because they'd given up 3 points and they'd forced all of the punts, there's been one scoring drive, maybe you could go convince me of Capital Punishment. This is the offense. This is a different thing altogether. 800-636-1067 is the number. Thump and grind, I'm going to throw out. I'm just going to say that one doesn't have legs. Although I do want to say, these are my confessions. Horizontal scramble raid? You're throwing that one out?
I got to throw it out. Even though I know it's the right thing, it's but great. I just can't say it.
It's so good, though. It describes what you're going to see.
It's like what it is, yeah.
Smash and dash?
Smash and dash. I like it. Okay. I still like that one.
We'll keep it. I feel like someone just broke the glass on my driver's side window. Thrill on the Hill, I'm keeping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm keeping it.
Don't you apologize to me.
But I know you're not happy about the whole DC thing.
I'm perfectly happy.
You don't like that they don't play in D.C.
I don't love the fact that there's nothing in D.C.
What if they went back to RFK Stadium?
Now you've got a thrill on the hill.
Thrill on the hill?
Thrill on the hill. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.